gosh.
We're back.
Yeah, right? At the wrong time. Hello, everybody. Hello,
it's the right time.
Yeah, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey, and this is North State Now. And we also are joined by, sorry,
Emily Miranda.
Sorry about that.
And we actually have other people here. We're just not going to say anything. Stay silent. No. This is our intro. This is where we get to make it big right here.
This is crazy because we usually spend this first part of the show talking about what's coming up and the events that are happening. And
there are none.
It's kind of a sad situation.
This is a COVID-19 free zone right now. We're just going to block it out with the cold air conditioner, even though it's 100 degrees outside where summer is here. And anyway, but yeah, it's been a while since we've been back.
Since February.
Gosh, has it been that long?
Yeah.
I feel like I literally have been living under a rock.
Well, you really haven't.
I know.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to kind of get back to some kind of normalcy. I just started back in the office on Monday last week.
And Emily, too.
Yep.
Nice to get out of the house.
Yeah. It's a lot of things happen, though.
But I've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been working the store the whole entire time. I know that there's been, I always didn't say confusion, but I've definitely been very interesting during these times.
Yeah.
We always hear people say interesting things, and I saw some things that were very interesting. People kind of lost their mind in some senses, which, you know, I totally respect and understand that it's just been scary. But I just try to encourage people to, like, dig deep and pull themselves together, because the lashing out and the anger and the weirdness just
it's
is
stop.
Too much.
It's really got to stop.
Right? Like, so yes. We've been open at the store this whole entire time. We are actually a registered Class 2 market. We sell non-perishable foods, and it has allowed us to be open, and it's great. And there have been those, even though we've been open for the last 3 months, you know, there still hasn't been a lot of shopping going on downtown with all the construction first and foremost, and then COVID. You know, we kind of saw like a die-off there. But there were those that were thankful and were coming into the store buying things that they wanted, essential goods like rice and all that kind of stuff. But you'd be surprised how many people gave me some of the dirtiest side eyes and threats. And turning us in with that website that turn your neighbor in if they're not, you know. It was weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I just figured.
Well, now businesses
chalk
are allowed to be open.
And give people grace. But yeah, it was kind of a weird thing. So for those of you that were coming into the store and buying local goods, we really appreciate your business and we appreciate you coming out. And we did everything humanly possible to keep the store spotless and clean, from wiping down doors every 30 minutes and surfaces and between every transaction. And if there was any cash exchanged, our cash was actually put in a bleach solution and cleaned before it went into the drawer.
And it still is.
Oh, yeah, still. This is still going on. But, yeah. But, yeah, so anyway, but, yeah, this is the part normally where we talk about all the wonderful things, like you said.
Yeah, but I can talk about something cool.
But we have, first and foremost, Enjoy has still being published. So that has been wonderful.
We still have. And we even did
a special edition online, digital, online only. That was all the good things that people were doing within our North State to help their friends and neighbors.
And I know we missed 1,000 other things, but it was really therapeutic to do that issue, because, you know, all of us were feeling pretty down, and then you start seeing all this really cool stuff that people are doing to help our community, and, you know, it just
is very encouraging.
There was amazing,
it was really encouraging
across the board. There were amazing things, and you know, I can only speak to really one that was personal to me, because we participated and I worked really, really
hard. You did,
hard.
Really. I know. Yeah.
And that was under the guidance and leadership of Reading Fashion Alliance, and they took it upon themselves to create masks that were needed for the community, especially our first responders and the hospitals and caretakers. And it was all for free, and we reached out to a lot of our sewers and vendors and people. And so the Fashion Alliance would take all the necessities and put them together into kits of 15, and they would bring them to me where we would then be able to distribute them to the people that volunteered to sew.
How many were made?
So I believe, and we're still in production because we have started getting some a few more orders, but we were close, I believe, to like 7,500 masks.
That's great.
That's great.
That we made.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And these were not 7,500 that were made that we simply just handed out to everybody. Mm-hmm. These were actually hard orders from hospitals and places that needed them, and it was mm-hmm. a necessity. They would call and say, we need 1,000 masks.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd say, okay.
They were delivered, they delivered some to where my mom lives at Oakmont.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And actually, Jan Kern's mom lives there as well. So.
Oh, yeah. And Jan was who was the one that's, you know, there was others, you know, and forgive me for not knowing all the names, but Jan was the one that I worked with through this whole last 3 months.
She's amazing. She's
day in and day out, coming and going, handing out bags, receiving bags. I can't tell you how many bags I sanitized with bleach. Mm-hmm. I mean, my arms were starting to turn red from, like, bleach reactions. But
yeah.
So, yeah, so that was great. You know, we did that. And then there are the thousands of other people within our community that did similar things.
Yeah.
Fundraising, putting together shopping for
food,
people.
Meals.
Meals.
It was pretty amazing.
It was awesome. So, anyway, we have the May 2020 issue in front of us. And this has got to be one of my favorite covers.
It's a pretty cool cover.
Yeah, so it's one of the gigantic redwoods, and there's a notch in it. I'm not sure how that notch got there, and I didn't read if it actually says, but of a bolt of lightning or something along the line. And the photographer himself that took the picture, this is kind of a selfie. He's climbed up into the tree, and it's a perspective from looking at the ground up into this redwood with him sitting in the notch.
Yeah.
And
Ryan Thompson.
Ron Thompson.
And he is an amazing photographer. He does a lot of landscape and nature photography. And he's incredible. And I'm just really fortunate.
This is his first time working with us?
No, he's done another cover for us. The one with the hammock and the.
Oh, the feet?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But that was the one that everybody really liked
as well. Well, yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Okay, yeah.
It was out in nature with somebody in a red hammock, so
yeah.
It was really cool.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, so Ryan was so gracious to let us use this photo, and it just kind of fits. This issue was a little bit strange to me because there is no calendar. And that's the first time ever we haven't had a calendar in our magazine. We've put them in every issue since the very beginning, so that's just odd to me.
Well, because the issue before was full of calendar events, mm-hmm. and not one of them took place.
Yeah. Well,
that's not true. I think, didn't a rodeo go off?
Yeah, that was in May, though. That wasn't in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think there was some.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about our April issue because
we didn't come in.
Yeah. And actually, the April issue was distributed very lightly because everything happened.
And everything
right,
was closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after the magazine came out.
Well, with that said, too, I'd like to point out that we are now working very, very diligently to build out. We obviously are publishers, and publishing comes in very many, many different forms. One of them is digital content. We're working right now really hard with an incredible group to kind of reinvent Enjoy for also in the digital realm, which is really exciting. So print is our passion, and we love and know that there are many people out there that still want a product in their hand, and that's what we aim to continue to do. But we also have an online version that you can read in these strange times and anytime if you just need to access it and can't get somewhere to pick it up. That online version is going to be built out where it actually has a lot more content than even the print version. So because it allows us to be a little bit nimble and we can be flexible. But we also are trying to get into video. And so we want to do some really cool new things, new technology, and do some embedding and that kind of stuff. So
keep on the lookout for that.
So
yep.
So that's something that's cool that we're working on. And then, you know, obviously with that kind of flexibility, being digital, we can make changes on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a cool feature, especially when because of the size of the magazine and obviously our rotation cycle, we're monthly.
Mm-hmm.
You would think monthly should be enough, but in today's world, you know, every 5 minutes something pops up new on your phone that's going on. And
there's so many times. Well, you know, and the April issue is a good example because we had all these great stories about events that were happening that didn't happen. And it was really a bummer because there were some really awesome stories. There are some really awesome stories. And we do have April issues at our office. And even though we did talk about the rodeo and we talked about Cool April Nights, you can still read these stories, and they're not actually about those events. So
yeah, our stories don't always, even though they're about something, they have a lot more, you know, meat on the ribs, kind of, so to speak.
Definitely more depth. Diverse.
Yeah.
Well, there is an event going on. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, and that's one of our personal favorites, Enjoy Movies in the Park. So that's something that we'll talk about later tonight. Because we are moving forward on that. We've been working diligently for those things. Also, there's been some great changes in the store. We have put in a little area in the store that you can now get yourself a nice tea or coffee, and that's on us. And we're also going to be bringing in fresh baked pastries, and we have a whole chocolate bar, so some really cool things. I will let you speak right now because you had a chai the other day when you came by. This is our first guest. He will be nameless, but was your chai, how was your chai?
Oh, my goodness. You guys got to come down to Enjoy the Store and try this. The man who's talking on the speaker is the barista himself.
Oh, yeah. So I tried. I tried. Thank you. Yes.
But we do have to take a break.
No, let's not go.
Then we have a break. We're all back now.
Everybody's throwing chais at me. Yep. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll introduce our mystery man to you. So sit back and relax. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State, to KCNR. Again, this is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine with my cohorts.
Rhonda Alvey.
And Emily Miranda.
This is North State Now.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here chewing on my... pistachios or whatever it is. Sorry. Guess what time it is?
It's time to introduce our first guest.
No, Rhonda, you're supposed to go, it's time for the Blakedown.
Yes.
Well, here's the Blakedown. Thank you guys so much for that introduction. So,
Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
Yes.
The Fisher King.
I am so happy to be back here in the studio.
And we're happy to see your smiling little face.
I've been loving, thankfully, you know, James has been downtown working because for a while it was a ghost town down here. I mean, yeah. No
one. The only
one
thing that kept
here.
You smiling.
James is chai tea.
Yeah.
And enjoy the store. So it's been really nice. I mean, I think we can all attest it's really nice to see cars back in downtown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once again. And it's nice to see people walking in the streets and not being.
A lot of walkers.
Yeah, a lot of walkers, especially with this. You know, heat mm-hmm. is coming back up. I mean, last week we had a raining early, late.
It was so weird.
Yeah. So otherwise, downtown has completely reopened. I got to say, you know, if you come on downtown from a ghost town a couple weeks ago to where it is right now, you have cars coming back. A lot of the restaurants have reopened and a skyline that looks completely different from when you guys.
Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy to be downtown now.
It doesn't look like downtown. It doesn't look the same.
If you guys have been in quarantine and in your homes, you're going to come down to a completely different landscape.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. a completely different route. So basically what's all happening in downtown Reading is every single project and plan that has been getting set up is happening at once.
I know. I thought that too for myself. I was like, you know, how did this happen? It's all going on right now.
Right now, and it's amazing. I mean, the projects go from, you know, east to west. That's how it's looking like. So basically,
and I just got an email from the McConnells the other day on the new project that's even getting ready to start.
They're putting the fence up this week.
Bell
Room.
The Bell Room parking lot. Yeah. And it's going to be an amazing biking cafe, new section, and connecting the
River Trail
down to the Diesel Horse. So, I mean, you know, downtown in the next couple of years is going to be looking like a great walkability, bikeability.
It's going to be amazing.
Area.
Yeah. Yep.
So I got to say, downtown restaurants right now have pretty much all reopened. There's only a few exceptions of some being closed. Those are the bars that are still trying to figure out how to reopen with this. But otherwise, you have some downtown restaurants that are pretty small on the inside. But the city of Reading and ABC has figured out how to make sure that people are able to pretty much eat and drink outside. Did you guys see that some of these places?
Yes.
So, well, even next door to us this morning, I saw Kate was out there looking at putting some tables out front, right next door to us from the Cedar Crest
drinking. So, I mean, come on, people, drinking outside in this nice Reading heat.
Well, and they've had to change, you know, everybody's having to make alterations and changes to whatever they're doing.
Well,
I mean,
you
alcohol service is different and it's loosened up. And now, you know, to go in certain places, you actually have to order food, some form of food to make it work. So, you know, it's just like we're all going like, you know, it's like egg beaters. Everybody's spinning around trying to set everything up and follow orders.
Everyone's being innovators. I mean, it really shows the innovation that's happening with a lot of these businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a time, and you know what? I'm never going to take for granted getting drunk at a restaurant because, man, it's not as fun drinking by yourself at home. I got to say. So a lot of the downtown restaurants have reopened. I know that salons and barbershops are on the go, get-go to start going up again. So you have.
Well, and I saw one of the barbershop just down the street from us, right across or right next door to Danburger, was open today. And he had one person in because it's a very small shop, barbershop, and everybody else was sitting in chairs outdoors waiting. That was the line. So, and then I saw Marte Salon right next door to us, or, you know, two doors down. They had people at staff in there, and they were dusting and cleaning, getting ready to open, I guess, next week.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
You can't see us right now, but we all need haircuts. Survived a global pandemic. Yeah.
My daughter ended up cutting my hair, and she is not a hairdresser, and I'm just grateful that I have curly hair.
I just took my beard shavers and decided to start at middle of my neck, and I just went up and over and back. And literally almost, and thought it was really funny, and shaved my head, and then didn't realize I was having fun, and almost took my eyebrows off.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. So what downtown really needs right now, downtown needs people to come on down, start walking the streets again, start checking out some of your favorite restaurants that may have not had been open or been struggling through this. So you have people like Damberger have reopened and have figured that out. You can't go inside, but they are still serving, and they're as fast as ever. They've been damn busy.
They have been so busy.
Damn,
I saw a big, huge line the other day walking down the street. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, and the thing is I'm not trying to be rude in any way, but it seems just so funny how certain things, you know, these rules where it's like we can be 6 feet or, you know, technically 6 feet apart, but then the next thing they reopen and it's like, oh, but you've got to – you can't sit inside or you have to be out. It's like – it doesn't all make sense to me. You know, what makes sense is if it was all kind of equal. Like 6 feet is 6 feet, indoor, outdoor.
Yeah.
You know, wherever. It's like just follow the rules. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of uncertainty that
there is.
There's
so much. And it's different for, yeah, it is.
And I guess what I can say is that, you know, in this last breakdown, I just want to talk about the resilience of a lot of these businesses and our community itself going through all this. So now that restrictions are being lifted, come on downtown, take a walk, and most importantly, you know, if you guys are worried about, you know, where to go, where to park, go to the City of Reading website, and they have the whole downtown development planning, shows you all the projects that are happening. You have the downtown street circulation project where you have now Pine Street. On Pine Street, you have Yuba and Butte connecting through. Market Street is going through again where the downtown promenade used to be. So go check out, because you're going to see a lot of amazing.
Just walking that is cool to see all the, you know, it's fun to walk and see the construction. I walked through the new K2 building. I don't know if they have a name for it, but it's
it's Market Square.
Market Square. It's behemoth.
And then there's also, you know, I'm on the Riverfront Playhouse board, and they have been working diligently there, you know, because the plays have just been delayed and delayed and delayed. We are supposed to open Clue in July, but that's iffy, you know. We're not quite sure. Hopefully we'll find out in another week or so.
Yeah, Rhonda, I'm glad you brought this up. Mark, you know, at the end of California Street, you have Riverfront holding it down. I mean, they take a place that was being underdeveloped, and Riverfront Playhouse has now
and
moved in.
And it looks
amazing. Gorgeous. One of the nicest theaters I've seen. It's very modern.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And you know what? There are people there, usually between 9 and noon. And, you know, if you go down there and you want to take a look, I'm sure that they'll let you. So it's pretty impressive. It's going to be
And how sad,
amazing.
Because everybody's worked literally for 100 years to get this done.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Now here, and now
and
nobody can go anywhere.
It's so sad, yeah. So we're just hoping that we can open soon. And we got a great play to open with, and we'll see what happens.
You know, intermissions always end.
Yeah.
The show's got to go on.
Yep,
so.
That's right. That's right.
Coming from a thespian.
Good outlook.
He's, it's just you. I can see it. When you say it, it just brings so much truth.
Yep.
Which also brings us to check out John Lewis's article about community theater as you like
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Over in Joy,
in our
May issue. It's great. I mean, he captures, there's so many different groups that are bringing art and showing that, you know, community theaters.
And so much talent.
Can hold their own. So many talented people.
And it is important to a community to have theater and have live theater, and it's a big deal. So
so downtown, you got theater, you got arts, you
once
got
they
bars,
open.
Restaurants.
And if you come downtown, you'll see Blake marching around.
Yeah, marching around
all the time.
Up one street, down the other. He's got things in his hand. He's delivering stuff. He's taking notes. He's putting stuff on
You're
online.
Working hard, and I can tell your hard work is really showing. And
You're like my Timmy Robot, but out in the street.
Well, I want him to take him on the street with me. So I guess what I need to really lead with, go to our Viva Downtown Facebook page. I mean, if you go to that, we're making sure that every restaurant that's reopening is noticed, every store is noticed, and you know, every person that's getting back on a new normalcy, we want to be able to highlight. We also are doing another thing called Downtown Reading Snapshots on Instagram. That's a really fun way to, you know, capture some of the cool things that are happening in downtown, from the art, the murals, and the big projects that are starting to take on our skyline.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Super cool.
All right.
Well, we'll do again this hopefully next month with you or with...
Or with In the Know with Joe Shipman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And hopefully things will start be picking up and we'll have a lot of list of things to do. So.
Hopefully.
Congratulations on getting back on schedule.
Thanks. You know, thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah. The support. So we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll talk to our next guest. Again, you're listening to KCNR for Talk Radio.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back. North Lakes, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. You're listening to North State Now on your talk radio. It's been a while. I'm out of practice. I'm tongue tied and twisted. So I'm going to let you introduce our next guest you were the one that were so graciously worked to get him here.
Well,
in this time when everybody doesn't necessarily want to come out.
Our giving back story for May is about the Redding Trail Alliance, and we have the executive director of the Redding Trail Alliance with us, Nathan Knudsen. Nathan, thank you.
And is that Knudsen of the Knudsen Dairy?
I wish. Or the juice. It's actually, we pronounce it
Knudsen.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, but it's pronounced both ways, but ours is Knudsen.
You're Knudsen. Right.
Now, is there a difference
as far as
nationality, how it's pronounced, if you're from somewhere or somewhere else?
I couldn't tell you, but I know Knudsen is Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. That's good enough to know.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Redding Trail Alliance, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Redding Trail Alliance is? And I mean, people can read about it in our magazine, but...
A little more detail.
It's a pretty amazing... Yeah. Organization.
When it started, how old it is, that kind of stuff.
Okay, how much time do we have? it's because it's something near and dear to my heart, so I can talk forever. We started up in 2016. We formed we became an official 501c3 nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've just been going gung-ho, doing everything we can for the trail system in Redding. And it's kind of amazing. I feel it's amazing what we were able to accomplish so quickly, and there's multiple reasons that is the case. And one of those reasons is just our board and the people who make up Reading Trail Alliance are truly an amazing group of people. We just updated our website, so if you want, there's a lot of great information on there about us now. There's little board bios, there's pictures, all the projects we've been a part of. Mm-hmm. So it's much more in-depth. If you went to our website before, it was kind of hard to get a good feel of what we've actually accomplished. And so if you go there now, you'll get a much better overview of everything.
I'm amazed at the amount of volunteers you guys have.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely stunning, especially since the car fire. Before the car fire, our volunteer list wasn't that large. And I would say, actually, we primarily did most of our work by our professional paid trail crew. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the model we had. And since the car fire, I'd say that model has definitely flipped. We've facilitated much more work with just a volunteer base.
Sure.
And we still do have some paid trail crew members, but we do get a lot accomplished by volunteers.
Even kids. I was looking at pictures.
Absolutely.
I've seen kids out there.
No, it's so amazing. They show up for the volunteer days, and they're just out there working just as hard as everybody else, carrying their own tools. And, it's pretty cool to see.
Amen for that, then, yeah. You know, for people doing stuff like that, because it's the passion. I mean, everybody loves – you live here because of that.
Absolutely.
You know, what you see around you. So, I mean, you know, how glorious is that? Explain to me real quick, when we say trails, you know, a lot of people that live here and don't live here might just think of the river trails that we're so, you know, known for. But you guys are talking about not just that, but trails that go way out and around
where we're at.
So this is much more than just the river trail.
Absolutely. The river trail is quite the gem. I mean, it's something special that Reading has, but we as an organization, I mean, that was already there. It's taken care of by, you know, the city of Reading. So we really don't have much to do with the river trail, but mm-hmm. there are over 200 miles of dirt trails that, you know, surround our area to the west, and you can hit the river trail, you can get on dirt pretty quickly and just explore from there. So the river trail, I think total would, I'm not even going to guess a number, but but we do have a lot more dirt trails than paved trails, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that's where we stepped in. Because we have such a large amount of trails that have been built over the years, there's definitely a need for continued maintenance of those,
mm-hmm.
And there really wasn't an agency that had really picked that up, so to speak. So we are fulfilling that need. But when we started, that really wasn't a goal of ours, so much maintenance. But we really were like, okay, we can work with these government agencies, primarily BLM, and we can go out there and build these just amazing trails that we want to see,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we want to use. And we also feel like if we're able to accomplish that, we can attract people to Reading. So maintenance has been just kind of a secondary thing, but it's also very important.
Well, yeah. You have a lot of projects in the works right now, and you're doing a bike – what is it? The bike park?
Yeah,
Reading
absolutely.
Bike park.
It's just going to be right down the street here, right across the river. There's a huge vacant lot. There's the river trail. You have this big vacant grass lot, and then there's that RV park. You know where I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That whole area of the city
has
set aside for a bike park, and they've secured over $1.5 million in funding for that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to come to the table, hopefully, with some match money.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's another project.
It's
beyond amazing that this is going to happen, and it's happening right here in downtown. So
this is even new to me, so that's super cool. Yeah. Really cool. What I was going to say as you were talking, it's, you know, communities have hung their hats on lesser things than what we have here.
Oh, for sure.
As far as attracting tourism and a reason to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling and what you're saying is a huge asset to our community from a tourism base. I mean, there are people that, you know, want to come and just walk a river trail, but then there are those that want to, you know, they come in their RV or they come however they do and they unload their bikes and they, you know, get a map or they do what they do. And that's what they do is just get out, you know, ride some asphalt to get somewhere. And then boom, they're on the dirt and they're gone.
Big time. That describes me to a T. That's what I've done for 15, 20 years. And now I see that happening in Reading. I go out to the trailhead. I see license plates from British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, Idaho. I've seen ones from Massachusetts. And I ask these people, why are they here? because they've heard word of mouth about these new trails that we're starting to build.
Yeah.
And it's working. People are coming here to ride.
Are we documenting them, or do you offer some type of documentation for those people that is it like an actual trail map that unfolds, or is it something that you go print down each page for a certain trail?
No.
How does it work for somebody that, like myself, who's not a trail person but would love to get a bike maybe and go start doing something like that? How would I even figure out where to begin?
So the way we point people, it's digital now.
Yeah.
There's a couple great apps out there. The one we really push is Trail Forks.
Okay.
We actually know the developer. He stopped here and rode with us a number of times. And it works really well. And because it's user-created, if a trail is built, it will show up on this app within a week because
somebody wrote it,
mm-hmm. hiked it or whatever. And
then they have the app.
Yep.
And so that just GPS follows them, and then now it becomes a mapped trail?
Yep.
Pretty much.
And it's amazing. It's free to use, and it's regional, so you download California, and it has like all the trails. And then the other amazing thing is you're out using them, and it shows you exactly where you are on them. So that's really the one we push, but there are. Mm-hmm. I mean, BLM produces a map. You can somehow find it online. City of Reading has maps, of course. They actually have a great map you can pick up at most bike shops.
Yes, I've seen
that.
I think we have them.
I wouldn't be surprised if you guys actually had them in the store.
We have one of those information stations that have all of the pamphlets and maps and things that you can
pick up. So a lot of times I'll go into like Chain Gang and I'll see one of the employees at Chain Gang talking with somebody, and they're showing them that map, kind of highlighting different areas. So it's definitely a good asset.
Sure.
That's awesome.
See, I want to buy one of those really cool electric assist.
I know. My sister-in-law just got one.
And that's when I would go riding, because I'd be like, oh, this hill.
I have a great story. I
pedaled downhill.
Yeah, easy to do. Golden Valley Bank stepped up, and they're donating money for us to actually get an e-bike and other equipment. And what an e-bike allows me to do, right now I'm borrowing one that Chain Gang has.
Mm-hmm.
Like this afternoon, it's almost 100 degrees,
Nothing. And
I went out, hopped on the e-bike, rode to the top of Mule Mountain, 1,300 feet up, and cut out a tree, came back down, and it was no problem.
Wow.
So they're absolutely an amazing tool for us.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, cut out a tree because it was in the way or something.
Trees.
I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not very nice.
No, they're all burned and just falling on the trails.
I was like, oh my gosh, you just went up and chopped down a tree and drag it back? It's not Christmas.
Well, that's awesome. We really appreciate you coming and being on the show.
Give us real quick, the best way is through your website, right?
Absolutely.
What's the address?
ReadingTrailAlliance.org. If anybody needs to contact me, they just go to the contact form there and it'll shoot straight to me. They can sign up to volunteer that way. And like I said, you
donations.
Can go there.
You take donations.
Yep. There's multiple ways to donate through the website. We do PayPal, or then we have our own secure credit card donation.
Or even tools. Even tools. I mean, tools,
donation
bikes.
Tools.
Yeah, tools, bikes, things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Like, if anybody's interested in partnering with us in any form, I mean, I just encourage them to reach out to us and we can work something out.
Do it, people. Do it.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you having me on.
Our pleasure. All right, we're going to take another break and we'll get our next guest here in the studio. Again, you're listening to KCNR Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support. As together, we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KPNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we are North State Now. And we're not now at our normal time. We're now at a different time just for this month.
Yeah.
Because everything in the world is completely backwards.
Yeah, we swapped with Dr. Gill.
Dr. Orna Gill.
Yeah, so.
My girl.
Yes.
Anyway, that was a good little talk. I love that. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy, and I finally figured out why I knew him. We did a movie for him in some of his events down in Caldwell Park.
Cool.
So that was super cool. So we have another great guest here, somebody that has kind of continued a legacy, so to speak, mm-hmm. in regards to a downtown business. Rhonda, how about you?
Well, we have Jeff Engel, who is the owner of Crown Photo and Video, which is also the home of Teresa's Photo Services.
That's correct.
Yes.
Formerly Crown Camera. Again, that's why I say the legacy continues.
Yes, and Crown evolved. Camera, that was your father's business?
Yes, for 62 years.
Yes, yeah.
So now we stand on his shoulders.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And I am sorry for your loss. It was a loss for all of us. So,
Thank you very much.
He was a pillar in our community, as you are as well. But, you know, that's kind of one of those things that, you know, the world, sometimes it hurts.
Very much so.
Yeah, so things have changed, but they've kind of changed in for, I don't want to say better, but just different. I mean, technology changes, how things are managed changed, and you guys have kind of stepped into that gap formally to continue to support Reading and our photographic and digital world needs from, you know, I'll let you explain because I don't even understand everything that you guys do, but it sounds like you guys do kind of taking things of old and putting them onto new technology so people can preserve them. And
just one of the things.
I know. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton, but yeah.
Essentially, our story is that you know, we evolved from film and developing to prints and that sort of thing, and the technology throughout the years has changed to where digital came on the scene. And then the film cameras went away. Believe it or not, they came back.
They're coming back.
Exactly right. And we're one of the few places that sell film, of all things, and develop it as well.
Oh, okay.
So we do archiving, video transfer, video editing, all sorts of things digital. We take old prints, do restoration, and make new prints out of them. So,
Which is awesome because there are times when I've gone through, and I, you know, it's horrible, but I had a storage unit. And I finally found a box, and I opened it up, and it was stuff from high school that I had. And I thought, oh, this is so fun. But in those storage units, the heat
Right.
It's just literally started to destroy everything. And I'm like, it's disintegrating and cracking. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose all these moments. True. And so I need to kind of, I guess, sort them out and bring them to you.
Yeah. Bring them
my mom and dad, my dad passed away a couple years ago. So when we cleaned out their house, the photos that they had, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have boxes and boxes of photos. We need to get them, figure out what we're going to do with them and put them on CDs so that everybody has a copy of them or a DVD or whatever.
Yeah, disc or flash drive,
uh-huh.
Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might run across some slides, some movie film.
We do.
Videotapes.
Yep.
Oh, the old, is it like the old, what would you call that?
Eight.
The regular 8 and Super 8 movie film?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I have cans of that from my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. We're one of the few places that can digitize that and put it on DVD.
My God.
Yeah.
And then I my video camera that I've had, not the VHS. I had the smaller ones.
Yeah.
I actually have two different sizes. But
little dad so, things.
So. Yeah. So I have a lot of those from my kids that... I need to get. So you do that, too.
We do. Yeah. That would be VHS-C and mini DV tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I have the one from when my son was born, and they said you couldn't bring a camera in, and so I shoved a video machine up my sleeve.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. Very nice. I need that put on a either a drive or, yeah. My mom just sent me a bunch of stuff of my dad when I was a kid. That's all on tape that needs to be transferred, yeah.
Nice.
So, and then Teresa does like productions or, like puts pictures together for weddings or funerals or...
Yeah, she does a variety of different things from archiving to scanning to restoration to canvas prints, metal prints, and a new thing we are developing called memory mashups.
Yes.
They're like slideshows, but they're just wild. When you see one of those things, you're just so impressed with the production values. Now, the amazing thing is we do all of this downtown Reading.
Wow.
A lot of this, we have resources outside the area, but we do it all right here within our store. And that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
I explained to people that we're really the same Crown camera, just a version 2.0.
Yeah.
We just got rid of all the camera gear, and now we provide the photo and video services.
Uh-huh.
So the tradition continues.
So I know that Frank Cratafil mm-hmm. is one of your clients.
Yes.
And I love Frank.
Actually, he's the one that pitched the story that we did on your business.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
And he's wonderful, and I'm a big fan.
So
but,
am I.
Yeah, he's amazing. But So does he have his photos printed at your place, or how does that, I mean...
Well, he uses a variety of different systems and outlets, but we're one of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he proudly carries our price list right there at his front counter because he wants to promote us so much.
Yes, yeah. Well, and whenever he has a photo in our magazine, he always wants more magazines.
Cause oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna promote you more, too, because this is a learning experience for me to know what you offer. But, you know, my son works at Dutch Bros, and a lot of the young... associates that work with him there are a lot of them are Bethel students, and they mm-hmm. Very much into photography, and many of them have switched back to film.
Yes, they have. They like the look and feel of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably already know that you exist, but I'm definitely going to let them know, in case they don't, that they have the service here that they may not know that they have.
A lot of people thought we went out of business.
Yeah.
And we really kind of refigured our configuration there in the last week, and then got rid of the camera gear and focused on the photo and video services. And I wanted to also say that Frank Cratafil is one of the best photographers I have ever seen.
He is so good.
His caliber of work is so good, it compares to people back in New York City.
Yeah.
I told him that the other day. He thought I was joshing him.
But he's very
really
humble.
That good.
He's very humble.
And one of his photos is actually in our May issue. So,
fantastic. Yeah.
So he does a lot of our Enjoy the Views, and I'm always so happy when we get to use one of his photos.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll just send them to me. What do you think?
Do you think this would work?
Would this work?
Are you kidding?
Every month, Frank.
Oh,
every month.
So tell people, because I know that obviously the building layout has changed. So there's the philanthropist in the front.
That's correct.
The traditional door.
That's correct.
And how do you access yours?
We're at 1360 Tehama Street. We're right around the corner from the old store is what we tell people.
Kind of by...
Squire Room?
Yes.
Almost to Squire Room, yeah.
So I could drop off my film and get a drink?
You certainly can.
Or you just set up a thing like a buy one, get half off, or you just go sit in the Squire Room and have a sip while film's being developed or something like that.
There you go. That's perfect. I love it.
Well, we're really glad that you're still here. And I know that a lot of your customers are really glad you're, because I know there were some panic.
Yeah, it came real close, and it was a big public outcry that we were going out of business.
Yeah.
And people
bought three SLRs from you guys.
And fantastic.
I still use my D1 that I bought from you, and I have always worked with Frank.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it was like, you know, I used to go down there and hang out. I mean, it was a hangout.
It was.
Yeah.
All the photo geeks were always there.
Yes, definitely a social center.
Yeah. Right. Well, and then you guys, they also did the classes, or they had the photo group, too. So
that's true.
Yeah. That's still around, though, isn't it?
We have one of our former employees providing that service. So if people want an individualized mentored instruction, we can provide that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Give us a phone number and an email. Or not an email, but a web address, just so people
know. Web address would be crownphotoandvideo.com.
Okay.
Our phone number still stayed the same as Crown Cameras, which was the area code 530-243-8333.
So
very much so.
You're still there.
Yep.
All your glory.
And crownphotoandvideo.com.
Yeah.
And the we're living in the first fifth of the 21st century, and this is unlike anything we've ever seen. I mean, the evolution of everything technology-wise is happening so quickly that most people can't catch up.
Yeah,
no, I know.
And so
they come
to
us for those answers.
You know? Yeah.
And I was just reading, because I'm a technological geek buff, or whatever you want to call it, and I know, Microsoft is close to finalizing a new format of storage that's like a piece of glass that's like a hologram.
Yeah.
Like it's see-through. Yeah. It's not like a DVD where it's actually got some type of backing, but it like lays things in dimensionally so you can...
Like crystal.
Yeah, like tons and tons of storage. Yeah. And it's supposed to be forever.
Exactly.
It doesn't degrade like other forms of storage.
That's true. Once it's written to it, never goes away.
So you're going to have to invest in that.
Yeah, eventually. Eventually, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, and we really appreciate you coming, and it was kind of a last-minute invite, and we appreciate you being so ready to be here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure.
And you know, we do have a story in the March issue about your business.
Oh, great.
So if you don't have a March issue, you can come to our office, or you can find it online.
Yeah, so go to online to enjoymagazine.com, and you can go to our archive section and look up any issue from the past and read it in its full glory as well. And a lot of people don't realize that they have access to that information. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of magazines and thousands of stories.
Yep. Thousands, yeah.
You're part of that.
Nice.
We're going to burn it to a disc and send it to Mars or do something with it. I know.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And so we have about 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I just looked at my watch, too. Some of the other things that we were going to talk about, I wanted to mention once again at Enjoy the Store, feel free to come into the store and get a nice hot cup of coffee or a nice chai tea. We've put in a coffee bar, and we're doing it just to bless and honor our guests while they're shopping. And it allows us to sample many of the local coffee producers. We've got Feast Coffee. We've got Ancient Fire. We have got Straw House Coffee. We carry coffee from Heritage Roasters. And this is what we're going to be doing. And once a month, we will use a certain bean that we will make all of our coffees with so that you can get an idea of what those roasts might be like. And then you can buy your own beans there. We also have a professional grinder. So if you want to grind it and take it home, you can do that. We also use Chico Chai for our chai teas. We have a baker called Flick of the Whisk that we're going to be working with that's going to be doing fresh pastries that we'll be allowing people to try and sample. So as things get more normalized, we'll be having that back. But we're doing the free drinks all the time. So if you're downtown and you just want to walk through and come in, we'll give you a little 8-ounce drink.
And I think that people also need to know to keep their eye on Enjoy Movies in the Park on their Facebook page, because things
are moving forward.
Yeah,
so it's going to be modified, but we are starting June 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, and it will be a drive-in. And there will be limited space. It will be ticketed, even though it's free. So, yes, keep social media. You can look at enjoymoviesinthepark.com, or you can look at our Facebook or Instagram, and that's when we'll be posting when the tickets will become available for you to grab. A limited space, like I said, just because everybody's going to be sequestered in their cars.
And there's going to be a lot of rules.
Yeah,
but still be able to do it. So.
Hopefully everything works out, and fingers crossed that the FM transmitter, so you'll be able to listen to the movie in your car stereo. So We're super excited for that to be happening. That's only taken gray hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been so crazy.
Well, once again, we enjoyed being here with you tonight. Thank you so much for honoring us and listening. And we love doing what we do at Joy Magazine. So we will let you go to enjoy the rest of your evening. Again, thank you for listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, North State Now. We could shift me in
about time. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.